Elizabeth Jordaens died on the same day as her father, after taking care of him until the very end. Part of their private lives remained in the shadows. Both had converted to the Calvinist faith. Elizabeth Jordaens says,
"How long has it been? We are October 1678 now. I am 61, so it must be about 40 years ago. At that time, in 1638, I was young and I looked up at elder people. Zo daude zongen, zo piepende jongen. You can read this proverb on top of the painting. It translates as the old folks sing, the young folk pipe. In 1632, the whole family, grandfather Adam van Noort, mum and dad and myself, travelled to Holland where the famous poet Jacob Cats, called Father Cats, had just published The Mirror of Times, Ancient and New, a book full of proverbs and popular sayings. Dad wanted to illustrate these on canvas. What could be simpler than presenting ourselves as models for the perfect family? On the left, you can see Grandpa Adam beat the rhythm according to the songbook. Grandma, or someone like her, follows the music sheet. Dad plays the bagpipes. Not the first time he presents himself in this way. He's 45 here. The kids do their best to play along with the melody on flutes. Does it all sound so nice? Our dog pricks up his ears. We are inside, late afternoon, maybe a Sunday. A nice light is coming from the left so that Grandpa can see well with his glasses on. On the table, next to the bun, on the left are the grapes. A patty takes center stage, peers on the right. On the tin pot, we can see the shine of the window frame. Full light falls on me. Around the same time, I was about 20, my dad portrayed me as a healthy country girl with flowers on her hat, a basket, and exactly the same string of pearls. But in reality, we were city people who, like many others, had the habit of singing together. Today, at the age of 85, my dad is not well at all, and I'm not feeling great either. The disease that is spreading through the city has already led to the death of many of our neighbours, friends and acquaintances. For almost 20 years now, I have taken care of my dad. For an unmarried daughter like me, that's pretty obvious, especially since I live with him. When Prince William III of Orange paid us a visit over a year ago, his secretary, Christiane Huygens, wrote that Jacques was carried in a chair and he was raving all the time. That saddens me a lot because all through his life, my father had always been a cheerful and friendly man. Where can I find comfort? The Holy Scriptures have always been by my side, especially since we joined the congregation of the Mount of Olives in Brabant 7 years ago, in 1671. Because of the presence of foreign traders, merchants and bankers, Antwerp is a fairly tolerant city, as long as you don't cause a scandal.